Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Lois Geller is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Lois is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of the best marketing minds I know, and I've been around a long time. She's the president of Geller Direct. I think that's the name of the new company. And the new name of the company, she is the author of Customers for Keeps, and also Response, which is the Bible. It's the complete guide, she calls it, to profitable direct marketing, but it's actually the Bible for direct marketing. And she's our good friend, Lois Geller. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Now, the new company is Geller.
It's Lois Geller Marketing Group.
Lois Geller Marketing. Okay, all right. So I got to make sure we get, because I know that's fairly new. I got to make sure we write that down. Lois, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too.
Let's make a little pledge here. I'm slitting my thumb, and let's put our bloody thumbs together and say let's have a good 2009 together. What do you think?
I agree with you wholeheartedly.
And there is going to be some bloodshed in this year, isn't there? There's going to be some pain in 2009. It's not going to be without some pain, is it?
Well, all of our clients are having major cutbacks.
Yeah.
And when you cut back marketing dollars during a time where you need them the most, then it just seems like a never-ending spiral downhill.
That's what causes a recession to become a self-fulfilling prophecy, doesn't it?
Exactly. It should be the time that they're saying, hey, let's cut out some administration. Let's do some of this.
Right.
But let's put all of our money
into
marketing.
Let's sell the jet and keep marketing. Right?
I remember my grandfather during the Great Depression. My grandmother used to tell me a story that he was in the building business in Philadelphia, and the building business was, of course, at a main stop, But my grandfather continued to market his services, and he continued to drive around in a car when people were cutting way back, and he continued to look affluent, like he was doing well. and for some reason, for that reason, I think, in particular, that he continued to market himself and his company, that when they got out of it, he did very, very well.
So what you're saying is don't become a caveman. Stay on the pavement. Stay in the marketplace. Let people know you're in business, and you don't have to put on airs. You don't have to fly under false colors. Just showing up looks like you're successful, doesn't it?
I think that showing up is so important, because I was speaking at the Yale Club a couple weeks ago in New York, and I belong to this marketing organization, and a lot of people come to our holiday events and everything, and this time it wasn't that well attended. People were saying, oh, gee, I wonder if Dick didn't make it through the recession. I wonder if blah, blah. So just showing up means...
Yeah. Well, you know what Woody Allen said? Woody Allen said 80% of life is just showing up.
Exactly.
So isn't that really... I mean, those are wise words because... I mean, a lot of success in the marketplace is just showing up. One of my favorite stories on myself, Lois, when I was selling on commission decades ago, if it was raining, one of those gully washer days, or I didn't feel like selling, I felt lazy. I just wasn't feeling it. Mm-hmm. I would still get up and put my suit on and go out into the marketplace. I never stayed home. I never dodged the marketplace, even if I didn't feel like calling on anybody. And you know what was amazing? How many times, just literally being in the marketplace, how many times I got prospects?
Absolutely.
Because I didn't stay home. And it's the same thing with marketing, isn't it?
It's the same thing, and also employees tend to hide during this time because they're afraid if the boss sees them, they might notice them and fire them, you know.
I thought I fired him yesterday.
You know, but skulking around, but being brave and doing what you did was, you know, get yourself, it also cheers yourself up, you know. So being out there and having new marketing programs out there now also cheers you up, you know. And we are seeing that the people that are marketing and are continuing are doing much better. Why? Because there are fewer marketing programs out there.
Mm-hmm.
People are doing mostly the same thing. They're just discounting their services and their products. And they are thinking only about price.
Mm-hmm.
And that is truly, that is a downward spiral. So,
mm-hmm. How should we fix that?
Well, I think that one
way. How should we be different?
Well, I think one way to do that is instead of discounting, you know, I opened up the New York Times and the Post this morning and everybody's 70, 80, 90% off. I always like to encourage our clients to do a value add. Instead mm-hmm. of saying discounting the product or your service that you offer by 50%, which immediately sets a precedent in the mind of the consumer,
mm-hmm.
I always say give them something in addition during these hard times.
So you're saying, and folks, this is the second time you've heard this from one of our Smart Brain Trust members. We had a conversation the other day about this, and I'm trying to remember who it was. I'll think in a minute. Where another smart person said, don't discount, give something away.
Exactly.
See, folks, so, this is genius. This is smart. You're hearing it from more than one person, not just me. Go ahead, Lois. This is good stuff.
Well, we recently did a really fabulous website for a dry cleaner in New York. She owns many dry cleaners in New York. And we did a very interesting interactive website. It's fun, you know, it has traffic, the New York traffic going by. And then they also have a chance on that website to go to a prize part of it, which you go to it and the hangers, the conveyor belt with the clothing around it goes round and round. And when you press one of the pieces of apparel, you get a gift.
Huh.
When you next time you come to the store. Now,
right.
She has gotten such a huge response to this. It is much less than discounting 20% off the clothing.
And here's the beautiful part about this. When the economy recovers and you're no longer giving stuff away, the value of your product, the value of your brand, didn't get diminished. It didn't
exactly.
get discounted.
Exactly.
They're still paying the same price a year from now than they paid right now. This is very smart, folks. And it's exciting, too. Giving something away is a lot more exciting than a discount. Lois Geller is very smart, folks. I told you we get smarter when Lois joined us. She and I will be right back. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
You're not sitting there.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, askjim.biz, that's our knowledge base. Jim's blog.biz is obviously my blog. You can find all those, though, if you'll just go to smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can get your questions answered at askjim.biz from the knowledge base. I mean, from the website. You can get to my blog. It'll open up a whole new page and right over to the blog from right off the homepage of smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can subscribe to my free newsletter. You can listen to thousands of archives of past interviews on every topic that you might have on your mind, any topic. And also read articles that my Brain Trust members and I have written that will help you, hundreds and hundreds and actually thousands of those too. And we got like 1,500 Brain Trust members, the smartest people on the planet with regard to small business. No, there isn't a greater community, a larger community of small business experts in the world than our Brain Trust. So I hope you'll check that out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And, of course, Lois Geller is our guest. She's deposited many words of wisdom with us over the years, as she is right now. And she's and the website, Lois, give us your website.
Our website is... www.masongeller.com, and
right.
That will take you to our new website. It will be launched next week.
Right. All right. You got brand new, and I like that. That's we need a fresh face for 09, right?
Well,
and mention the blog that Mike's writing.
Oh, Michael is writing a blog.
One of your team members.
You're right. One of my creative guys, and it's been getting a ton of traffic. It's called www.gutsofaburglar.com, and it talks about how all the crazy things that you should do, all the things that you should try in this economy.
Guts
and
of a burglar. I like
and
that.
He raves and
we're going to have the guts of a burglar to say. Well, you know, Lois, I've been saying something. I want to see. I've been road testing this on folks, and I'd like to get your opinion. I've been telling my audience for the last 6 weeks or so. Uh-huh. I've been looking ahead to 2009. I've been saying, okay, in 2009, the small business attitude needs to be, I'm going to win by surviving. What do you think about that? Is that too dour? Is there any shame in surviving?
No, I think I think we're cooked if we don't. So I think we have to survive.
But I mean, is it okay in 2009 to have that as a success goal? Is anything wrong with that?
I think it's a great way to look at it. I think anything that pumps you up and gives you energy and enthusiasm and gets you started and going, because the people who are just going to continue to do and to try and to test loyalty programs and to go to blogs and to do links to their blogs and mm-hmm. to just let people know what you do and continue to thank their customers, those are the people that are going to survive. And it's a lot more work. When the business was coming in steady, we didn't have to work this hard. But this is in many ways a humbling experience, and also will make us smarter at the other end.
And that's the point I'm trying to make with the survival attitude, Lois, is if you have the attitude that I'm going to survive, then you're not in denial. You can't survive and be in denial about anything.
I think that any kind of a negative attitude drags you down. And if you know mm-hmm. that you have to survive and you will survive, you will. I mean, so many people that come to my blog are saying, I'm not going to make it, I'm not going to make it. And I know those people aren't going to make it because it's like mm-hmm. negative self-talk.
That's right. Well, Henry Ford said, whether you think you can or whether you think you can't, either way you're right.
Either way, you're right. Absolutely.
Yeah. I like that.
That is so true.
So let's talk some. Give us a couple of more marketing tips.
Well, I think that this year would be a good time to begin a loyalty program with whatever kind of company you have.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been talking about loyalty programs forever, and I think people just don't care. Small business owners don't have time for it, but this is the year to institute a loyalty program. If you buy from me often, if you are a advertiser for me over the years, you have to have some mm-hmm. kind of benefits. And for years, when I was head of J. Walter Thompson in Canada, we used to have loyalty programs for Ford of Canada, for the Royal Trust Bank, big companies, large corporations, and we would have a forum every year. When they had been a client of ours for 3 years, they would get to go to the forum, and it was like a very exciting event for them.
Right.
They would plan for it. They would come. It was an honor to be there. We'd have a great guest speaker. So if you can do it on that level, you can certainly do it if you're an accountant to all of the people that you do accounting for, if you are any kind of a service organization, if you're a dry cleaner. Whatever it is, I would say this year should be the year that you start some kind of a loyalty program. And you post it, even if people haven't been your customers for mm-hmm. 3 years. The people who have been our customers for 3 years are part of our platinum membership, and they get these kinds of benefits. So people work up to it. And then they stay with you longer. They don't even consider going anywhere.
Beyond just saying thank you,
mm-hmm.
right? It's what it is, isn't it? It's beyond just saying thank you.
Yes. I think you have to recognize the fact that they've been a great customer. You have to thank them, and I think you have to gift them, and I think you have to invite them. I think mm-hmm. getting gifts and being invited is going to be very scarce this year.
Right,
so
right.
So you should do it.
You got a chance to shine, a chance to stand
exactly.
out. Hey, Lois, thank you for being here. MasonGeller.com, right?
Yes, that's it.
And that'll take you to the new website real soon. Hey, Lois, God bless you, and let's have a good 2009 together. What do you think?
Oh, here's to it.
There you go. Lois Geller, ladies and gentlemen, she's the best, and she'll be back, I promise. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, right back after these messages with Joel Barker.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.